Chapter 6. Katie, Levi, and Ike did more than their share of the work in the days that followed. It was a busy season in the garden, but it was also a busy season for the harvesters. Ike and Levi picked beans early in the morning. Then they left to help whoever needed extra hands in threshing. Mom snipped the beans and Katie canned them. Mom showed her exactly how, so everything went well. But when evening came, Katie was so tired she thought she'd drop. She never realized how many things Mom did in a day. Now she was doing Mom's work. In 2 days, she had canned 34 quarts of beans. She had counted them again when Mom was resting. They hadn't yielded so well this year. She was glad, until she remembered they needed more than that. Ike came into the kitchen one evening. "Looks like we'll be having corn before long. Pretty much, too. Brace yourself, sister. That means more canning." He patted her shoulder. "It seems to be doing well, even if it is dry. At least we have water to drink. Hoover's well is giving out. They had to get drinking water from the neighbors for all the threshers for dinner." Katie remembered how much water and tea the threshers drank at their house last year. As she was thinking what it would be like to be without water, she heard a car in the driveway. Ike walked to the window and looked out. "It's the Maxwell," he said. "What does Saul Herman want? I see Pop's on the porch." Slowly, Ike walked out and joined Pop. Katie pushed a chair to the window. If she sat there, she could listen. Mom wouldn't want her to listen in on other people's conversations, but she was resting on the living room sofa just now. Katie watched through the sheer curtain as Saul Herman pulled himself up the steps and took a rocker beside Pop. She giggled as she saw him squeeze his big body between the arms of the chair. Pop didn't half fill his rocker. Saul didn't waste time. "I'm down here looking for some extra help," he said. "We're threshing tomorrow, and short a few men. I thought you and Ike could help. You're close by and wouldn't have far to go home for dinner. You know Marie never makes meals for the threshers. It's more than she cares to handle." Pop looked at Ike. "What's for tomorrow?" "There's a big day ahead. The Hoovers aren't finished. We'll be there till evening, Levi and I both." Pop turned to Saul. "I guess that's your answer. I'm sorry." "And what are you doing?" demanded Saul. "Saul, Levi has been taking my place this whole threshing season because Sarah is not well, and I have no intention of leaving her alone with Katie and Rudy. If anything happened, there'd be no way of getting to a doctor. Why don't you join your neighbors in the threshing? If you help them, they'll help you." Saul stood up. "I prefer it the way it is. If you don't want to help, suit yourself." As he went out to the Maxwell, Leaner stretched out and sniffed his hand. He patted the dog's head and opened the car door. At least he's not angry with Leaner, Katie thought. She put her chair in place and ran out to the summer kitchen. Quickly, she checked the kerosene in the glass tank of the stove. Good. There was plenty there. Saul would have time to cool off before she needed to go for more. As she returned to the kitchen, the men came into the house. "Saul's sure good at ordering people around," Katie told them. "He'd have some friends who'd help, if he'd be a friend to them." She looked at Pop. "Why does he act like that? All our other neighbors are friendly." "Katie, we must try to love him. I know we don't approve of some of the things he does, but if we're full of bad feelings toward him, it only poisons us. We must pray for him." "What are we to pray for? That he'd change?" "Perhaps that God will help him become the kind of man he wants him to be. No matter where we live, Katie, there will be someone we would like to change. But God wants us to change. Then we'll love everyone, even if we don't like the things they do." "Tell Jesus about it whenever you feel this way toward Saul," said Ike. "It helps." "Yes," added Pop. "And when you tell him about your anger, it begins to heal." "I already did tell him." Katie stood there nodding her head. "We might need to tell him more than once. God says we can keep coming back to him," Pop explained. "Then I guess I'll have to tell him again," Katie decided.